But I pretty much have to go like right at 10.
Don't sass me.
Sass what I want.
I'm tired of your sass already, and
no,
we haven't
you're
even
not.
Started yet.
You love it.
I do. It gives me good reasons to slap the shit out of you, mm-hmm. which is exceptionally
That's
fun
for everyone.
So just, you know, we're getting warmed up, guys. Hello, everyone. We're here again.
Hello.
Allie's here to be a bitch at me.
I'm so bitchy.
You sure are. You're a real cunt. So we're coming in hot with the C word.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. The C word.
Allison, you talk because I'm busy posting
this
bullshit.
I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. Are you guys all playing Zelda?
You can't even see the chat.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see the chat even.
Well, I'm playing Zelda 15 minutes at a time, and it's fun.
You know, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, it would be more fun to play it for longer chunks of time, but I'll take what I can get. Oh, I'm so cute.
Yes, we're just picking this one back up from last time.
Big titty mermaid.
The biggest tittied mermaid.
Yes.
For what? What is it for?
For me?
No. Yeah, well, it's for you,
oh.
But never mind.
Oh, too stupid.
Over. Yeah, you're too stupid.
Over my head.
It's for mermaid.
Oh, for mermaid, that's right. Except I want a bigger fin.
Like a long... Why? You wait now. You're
well,
like a goddamn asshole
thought...
commissioner that doesn't ask for changes until it's fucking done. What the fuck?
I thought you... Because last time you were like, oh, I don't like the fin. How's it supposed to look? Like, I thought you weren't done with it. I thought you were working on it more.
You saw me got to this point. This isn't new. Like, I didn't work on this at all.
Hey, just leave it. It's beautiful. I love it.
No. Goddamn bitch.
You're excited to have a reason to yell at me. Shut up. You're welcome.
I do like yelling at you. It's awfully fun. Wait, so you just want it to be longer?
No, this part is good. But I want the fin parts to be just bigger.
Oh, okay. That's...
Yeah, like, yeah. Just rounder and longer. Okay. I'm playing Zelda only 15 minutes at a time just because I'm really busy and it's like play it in tiny chunks or don't play it at all and I really want to play it.
Yes.
So I'll take the little time that I can, you know, find to squeeze it in.
That's what she said. That's right, guys. I say that to her all the time.
And it makes me laugh every time.
It sure fucking does.
Perhaps I am a bit simple. But...
Yeah, that's what's good. You're definitely a simple bitch.
Well, you love it.
Nobbit says, no clamshells can contain these knockers.
Certainly not.
You're right. Your bra can barely contain your knockers.
That is true.
What are you wearing tonight? Are you wearing that push-up bra?
No, this is like a normal one. But, I mean, even a normal fitting one turns into a push-up one because just there's so much there.
Allie is squeezing it all in. All right, now I got to fix the inking part. All right. Okay. You're lucky I didn't get that far. I'm pissed. I mean, I was pissed, but I just wasn't that pissed. That's
well,
all.
Well, thank you for tweaking it for me.
I'll tweak something else.
That's right.
Grem had a lot of questions from last time,
okay.
But unfortunately he's not going to be here tonight, so I'm going to save all his questions for next time.
Okay.
Which, just a heads up, won't be until the 3rd of June. Definitely taking next week off. We were very busy.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing some D&D that day, so I'll be too busy to also stream. Why did you gasp?
Because my D&D character is... Well, she's not a mermaid, but what are they called? I already forget. Triton. She's a Triton.
Yeah. It's a Triton.
Yeah. It's 5e, and I don't know what the campaign is.
This is actually our first time we've ever played D&D. I made it to 40 without playing D&D ever.
It's awesome, though. I love it.
Like, it's just technically it was 39 because we started last year.
Right.
But whatever. Details. It took me 39 years to play D&D for my first time, and it's great. My high school friend is running it for us, and honestly, I don't know what the campaign is. Either. I just know the edition is 5e.
Yeah. Thank you. We are having a wonderful time.
Yeah. It rocks and rolls.
Yeah, everything's going really good in the game so far. Cause, you know, our DM is awesome. I really appreciate his hard work. But I'm like, oh man, if this thing dies, what am I going to get next? Or like, what am I going to do in our next campaign? Like, you know, just flipping through the handbook, like, oh, I could do this or this. Or,
yeah.
Well, man, I'm going to be a dwarf. I'm going to be this. So it's really fun.
I really feel like you should be a goblin.
Oh, yeah. You know,
with, like,
you're right.
Giant.
No, everyone will get tired of me making goblin noises the whole time.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think what the DM is doing, like, the campaign, I don't think is custom. I think he's just adapting stuff. But he does shit for us. Like, he gets, like, into fucking character.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, the last time there was, like, a shopkeeper, and he kind of, like, acted out his movements. Like, he was, like, a insanely impossibly lanky person.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
It really added a nice touch, and he always... I mean, I know this is probably pretty common now, but he always has, like, atmosphere music, and he's got a Bluetooth speaker and stuff, and has like a playlist picked out for us. I guess it's not that uncommon to do that now, but
it's a very exciting and
yes,
fun.
It does make it very engaging. I'm just stoked to play.
Venomous asked, "What's my favorite picture of me?" And I don't know, this mermaid one coming in pretty hot, but I really just love the I Love Zoos one.
Yeah.
I have that hanging up on the wall in my office, and I don't know. It just cracks me up, but it's so cute. I really like it.
Have we talked about the zoo thing?
A little bit.
Okay.
Because I remember we were talking about animals one day. Like, maybe the first time I was on or the second. I don't know.
No, that was the last time you were on.
Oh,
that was
but
the
did we
time.
Talk? I guess we didn't specifically talk about what, like, why you made that sign and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Do you want to try and explain it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll do it. You do it. I okay. draw on.
Yeah, you do that. I'll talk. So I love going to the zoo. I love zoos and museums, like all that shit. I'll go all day. I'll just walk around and love to see the animals or the skeletons or the sea specimens, whatever. But I was watching, I was watching Rocky one day because that's another one of my favorite movies. And he is talking to some of the guys he works with about how he's going to take Adrian on a date. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with Rocky, but he's gonna take her on this date.
I don't know if any of you guys ever heard
no,
of Rocky.
No, but like perhaps they don't have encyclopedic knowledge of the film. But you know, he says he's gonna take her on a date, and one of these guys who's like really antagonistic of Rocky is around, and eventually he goes, "Hey Rock, take her to the zoo. Retards love the zoo." And I just lost my shit because I was like, "Oh yeah, well, we do, I guess." So, retards love the zoo.
Oh, and just for context, I'm posting
it was the same zoo.
It was the same zoo. Just for context, I'm posting that is the scene from the movie that she's talking about.
Yeah.
So that's where that like drawing sort of like came
yeah.
from.
That was the genesis. But I do love the zoo.
Yeah. Originally, I was just making it as a present for you for...
I don't know what it was.
For something. I don't know.
It was for my birthday.
It might have been.
Either
I don't
way,
know.
Either way, I love it.
Oh. Mad Wolf says, an alley goblin
no.
with massive
oh, yes.
knockers with her adorable noises.
Yeah.
It's perfection.
That would be hilarious.
Yes,
yeah.
I fully endorse this.
All right,
I don't know if anyone else there would appreciate it, but I goddamn sure would. Those beautiful noises.
Oh, they could deal with it. Oh, okay, somebody is asking. Skulls Productions asks if I've ever wanted to go nude in public like an exhibitionist. I guess I have to say no. I that makes me feel like very like scared and like but like not in public, but like on a nude beach or something, like in a space where other people would potentially be naked, then yeah, like I would at least like go topless or something. Just like walking down the street, like in the city or like at the mall, like no, thank you. Daddy Monkey Cheese is always like, "I'm gonna take your clothes off. Let's go to the mall. I'm gonna lock you outside naked." So
yes, I do threaten to do that to her on a daily basis. Mad Wolf says, you know where to go for your next vacation.
Yeah, we do. Well, we're going to try to go to a club.
Yeah. We talked about this last time for anybody that wasn't here. At some point when our lives are a little less hectic, so maybe like in the fall or winter, we're going to go to a swingers club and bang strangers. It's going to be cool.
Or at least bang publicly at first, just to
goal is to eventually to bang do that. But yes, eventually we will let other people watch us bang.
Where's okay. Navit asks, where's our dream location to fuck if we could get away with it? Huh, that's interesting. Maybe at the zoo. No, that's a joke.
Let's fuck in front of the monkeys. Because, I mean, if you're going to fuck at the zoo, that's where you're fucking, in front of the goddamn monkeys.
No, let me see if I can think of somewhere that I would actually like to do it outside. I've really never thought about this before. Sorry.
I guess if I had to pick somewhere, no, it wouldn't necessarily be, like, public. But, like, if we could bang, like, in a classroom at a school, that would be hot. But that would just be more for the role-playing element of it. I wouldn't want to bang in front of a classroom or anything. That would be... that would cross some lines.
Yeah,
but,
I guess, yeah, actually, you know what? Or, like...
But, yes, for, like, the role-playing aspect of it, 100% that.
Somewhere inside of a high school.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun, yeah. Let's see. Skull Productions ask if I'm nude right now. No, I'm sorry. I am actually wearing a super hot, hot pink dress that I'm very excited about, though. It's very pretty. And I also have on a matching, like, well, it's not hot pink. This is more like almost a magenta, but it's very pink, bright pink bra.
It is very bright pink.
It's somebody's favorite color.
It is somebody's favorite color.
I could still try and clap my titties together, though. I mean, sorry.
The Riri noises never stop, guys. It's part of the reason I married her, because you touch her and some freakish noise just...
Sometimes it sounds like, and sometimes it sounds like...
Venomous asks, no panties?
I'm wearing panties, but I'm not wearing shorts.
Oh my goodness, you're not wearing
shorts.
They
were getting on my nerves, so... Okay, so now... Oh, okay, now I'm not wearing panties. There you go.
I fixed it, guys.
Thank you, Mad Wolf. Yeah. I am feeling better.
Finicky bitch.
Okay. Bubba Claw asks for the strangest place we ever had sex. So we talked about the beach last time. We had sex on the beach one time.
Yes.
And it was super fun. It was at, like, kind of like dusk. It was like really rainy and cloudy, and like there was not a lot of people around. But
yeah. It wasn't like the beach in the middle of summer. It was the beach at the beginning of spring.
Yeah.
And it was like not a particularly warm spring day.
But it was still really fun. Like that was, great.
Strangest. I guess that's the most atypical place. I don't...
Yeah.
Strangest.
Well, and then there was also that pool, but that wasn't that strange either.
Yeah. I don't know. What counts as strange, guys? Yeah. Where's a strange place to have sex? Like...
The back of a Volkswagen.
That's an uncomfortable place to have sex. Mad Wolf says, I was talking about the moisture building up on his screen as he draws. It's humid in here.
Yeah.
How is the moisture affecting you?
I provide my own moisture.
I was going to say, I don't think humidity works that way, but let me check. I'm going to have to say that the humidity makes no difference. That's right. I did, in fact... touch her pussy just for you guys.
It's true.
Nobbit in referring to our
yes.
Where is a strange place? Anywhere outside the bedroom. Well, we've like had sex in
like living rooms and
in kitchens and stuff.
No, Venomous, nobody else was in the pool. It was pretty late at night in like a small, unpopular pool. But it was a public one. It's not like it was in someone's backyard. Like other people could have used the pool.
Yeah. It was like the pool to
was it like a condo?
Yeah.
Place.
Bubba Claw's strangest place was on top of a doghouse in the rain.
That's pretty funny.
That is a strange place.
Mad Wolf asks if we've ever had someone that we knew in real life want to watch us bang. I don't know. If they have, they haven't told me.
Well, then the answer is no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean, they probably did because we're super hot, but, you know, they just might not have mentioned it.
Jimmy wants to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's true.
I don't actually know if that's true. That's funny to us. It's not funny to you fuckers. No one's going to get that except for us.
Venomous says that they had sex in three different bedrooms during an open house. That's pretty funny. Maybe we should try and do that if we have to go house shopping. Just test out all the rooms.
Right. There's only one way to test the rooms. That's fucking them. You don't know if you want to buy the house until you've fucked inside
it.
Well,
you got to find out if the floors are squeaky.
That's true. We'll find out pretty quick.
Yeah, check the acoustics.
I'll check your acoustics.
Yes, you will.
Well, maybe later. Now I'm all into this drawing.
It's so cute. Boop, okay, boop. Mad Wolf asks, do we have people in our lives who we wouldn't mind if they watched us bang? Actually, I don't really think so. Like, I guess I would prefer to keep, like, my freaky activities separate from my friend activities. I don't know how I would, like, the idea of, like, having, like, a threesome or even, like, getting together with another couple if they're strangers is very hot to me. The idea of, like, somebody that I've known for years and then being like, oh, you know what, let's all go to bed is weirds me out.
I mean, I can think of somebody that might do it that's our friend.
Who's that? You don't want to say their name?
Yeah, I don't want to say their name. I mean, there's such a low chance of them ever hearing this.
Just in case.
But you know who it is. Red hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. But, like, I still don't know if I would be into that just because...
Well, wait.
What?
That's actually a good question. So, what? Bubba Claw says the closest he's been to group sex was with an old girlfriend, and he had sex in the hot tub while other couples were in said tub. Mm-hmm. So, what's the closest you've ever come to having a threesome?
Nowhere.
Nowhere? Okay.
Yeah.
You kissed a girl once. I think that was the closest thing, and I watched.
Yeah. But I don't think... If anybody was ever trying to... like, put out those signals to me, I was too dumb or drunk to pick them up.
Yeah, you were. You were often too dumb and too drunk.
So, I also don't know if like, I had received that signal, I don't know if I would have been into it. Because, like, it's been, like, a long, slow slide into degeneracy.
That's right. You've... 10 years ago, probably wouldn't do the things that you now are considering.
Yeah. But we grow, you know.
We grow, we change, become different people.
Yeah. Become filthy.
Become filthy, degenerate sluts.
Yay!
Think I've shown you almost every drawing I've ever made of you. I think I've done some doodles that I didn't show you. But
that's okay.
I can show it to you at some point.
I'm sure you did show it to me. I just don't remember it specifically.
Bear with me, folks, as I show the picture that Venomous is referencing. This one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we could make that reality sometime for sure. Yeah, Roadhead is not... the idea of that freaks me out.
Yeah, especially when you're the one that's driving. I've asked a couple times.
You're constantly offering, and yet... somehow I have the will to turn you down.
No, I mean, like, you give it to me while you drive.
Oh. Well, you've also offered to give it to me while I drive.
Yeah, both ways. Both ways. Both ways are good. Mad Wolf really wants you to suck my dick, I think.
Well, sometime I will. I'll suck your dick on this stream.
Okay.
Not today, but soon.
Why not?
Because I can't right now.
All right, fair enough. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
June 3rd, guys. She'll blow me on stream. I don't know if, like, I'll actually come or that'll actually be hot for anybody. But,
I'll do it.
She'll blow it.
Well, I feel like... in the picture, I'm naked, right? So...
Yes, so you have to get dressed for the occasion.
Alright, well...
I'll put some goddamn makeup on you, bitch.
Alright, I will.
This makeup that no one will see but me.
Well, that's fine. Now, everyone I see for the next couple days will see it because I am usually too lazy to take it off, so.
That's true. Bye-bye.
Nobbit asks if you're going to eat me out on the stream after that. I know, that might be difficult with a headset on, although I guess it would be hard to give a BJ with a headset on, too.
Yeah, the microphone would have to be moved up, so I don't know if you guys would hear it. I would do it, I guess, although I don't know where you would go. Because I don't think you can come standing up, can you?
I think if I could sit in the chair and you got under the desk, I think that would work. But no, I don't think I could do it standing up.
Allie needs to be in the right position to come, dudes.
Well, there's a lot of muscles involved.
There are many muscles.
Yes.
It's a real effort for Allie to orgasm. Well. She's got to, like, you know, get prepped. She's got to do some crunches. get her ready.
I got to coordinate a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'm retarded. I have to do it manually.
You're retarded. You have to do it manually. Okay, cool. I'm just continuing to add things here.
Yeah, you can be done, you know, but I mean, I'm not telling you to stop, but it looks really cute. I love it. Oh, is there going to be a dick on there?
There wasn't going to be, but I guess there can be. Although I don't really want to.
No, not a severed penis.
Put just... a severed penis on a hook.
No, just make it like a little dildo or something. Like a ball gag or something else.
A ball gag?
Yeah.
Venomous says, turnabout is fair play. I don't have any problem.
No, yes.
Eating pussy.
No.
He's
an expert.
I generally enjoy it most times, but it is... Well, I don't think we've talked about this. So, like, I generally enjoy it, but man, fucking, like, I can't... I don't enjoy it when there's, like, a ton of hair down there. Like, I can't take it. Like, because it just gets in my fucking teeth, and, like, I'm not interested. And hair tastes gross. Allie keeps that shit shaved for me. Well, not shaved.
I've been getting lasers shot up my pussy, so...
Yeah, she has lasers shot right up her puss.
And my asshole.
And your asshole. It's like a turtle shell down there,
and
right?
The taint. Yep, it's all lasered. Oh, well, we're not supposed to quote movies and shows that people don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. I think it works outside of the context, though, to be fair.
That's fair. Yes.
It is like a turtle shell down there. Yeah. So I don't have any problem doing it, but like, and like you might say, hey, well, what if she wants you to laser your pubes off? I'd be like, well.
I don't want him to laser them off, though. I don't want to see a turtle shell down there.
Right. But if she did, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt.
But I do keep it trimmed up because,
yes,
you know,
I like a nice, like, a little bit longer than stubble is good.
I give him a haircut, and after that, yeah, he's nice. Good to go. I'm not doing it right now. I mean, I guess I can if you really want me to.
Oh, my God. I'm too tired.
All right. This bitch is tired, guys. We had a long day.
Yeah.
I guess this is more of a question. It's kind of a statement.
Sure.
He says, now would be a good time to bring up the mention of the RPG game we talked about in the last stream. This is... I don't know if I mentioned this to you. Bubba is also a DM. He DMs games for folks. Mm-hmm. And he offered to DM... something for us that would be more adult.
Cool.
Possible that Grim Loblin and his wife would join us. I'm not 100% sure about this. This is all very speculative.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical. I hear you.
I don't know if we're going to talk about that a whole lot right now, but I just wanted to mention it to you.
Okay, well,
and that would be fun.
I'm into it.
Yeah. We need to figure out some more details. And I told him there's no way we could even consider doing it until the fall at this point.
Yeah.
But
that would give everyone time to figure it out.
Yeah. Hold on a sec. So Mad Wolf says, Monkey Cheese, would you bang Molly and Allie at the same time if you could? Yes. If she was real. Also, is Molly more or less a fantasy version of your wife?
My guess is no.
I mean, there's like some elements of you in there. Because
I'm so great.
Well, I was going to say, it turns out that I married somebody that I like.
Yeah.
You know? So she's a lot more innocent.
Right.
Then you are,
but that's
at least
part of the point of the character, right?
Right. Like, and like, she has no willpower, whereas you do have some.
Yeah.
You'll tell somebody to fuck off eventually.
Right.
Like, she wouldn't just stand there and take it, and she will.
Right.
So, no, not really. There's some influences there. She's definitely a hyper sexualized fantasy girl. Like, you know, I could pick something out of the air. Like,
sure.
And even then, I'm like, would I want to date this person?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I'd want to fuck her.
Right.
Venomous asks, what's the weirdest thing that turns you both on? I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Say age play.
Yep.
That's probably the weirdest thing. Can't think of anything stranger. We're not, like, into feet or... not, even though that's all, not all that strange.
Yeah.
Or we don't, like, do some weird ritual or something.
Yeah,
that,
like no yogurt.
No food.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ew.
Venomous says we would appreciate you coming during the stream.
Well, maybe some other time.
Yes. Not tonight, guys. Not. We need to be a little less tired.
I have to be, like, prepared for it first.
Okay. Like I said, June 3rd.
Yeah.
It's coming up, guys.
Do something sexier.
Oh.
Sorry.
Bubba Claw. I just mentioned the the RPG thing that, because I hadn't talked to Allie about it previously.
But it sounds cool.
But yes, she was interested. We have to work out a lot of details, and like I told you last time, like we couldn't start until maybe September at the earliest. But I would guess more like October or November.
Oh, Venomous says he tried water sports and he kind of grew out. Yeah, that does not, well, no, you know what? I would say that doesn't really appeal to me. I would try it, like, if I was in the shower and the, like, honestly, I am a lazy bitch. The thought of, like, having to, like, clean anything up afterwards just makes me go, like, oh, no. That makes me less interested. But, you know, it is pretty degrading and gross, so I would. Like I said, like in the shower, maybe I would try it if you really wanted to.
Yes, I've thought about that. Like, it's kind of hot because it's degrading, yeah. But like, I don't know. It's also pee.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea of it, I like the idea of it.
Right.
Right. Cake 58 says, does your wife share your kinks/fetishes in your art? Well, like we mentioned, the age play thing.
Right.
And we've talked about this before, but hey, let's rehash.
Yeah,
who cares?
Okay.
Reruns,
not everybody
fuckers.
Was here, so. Reruns. Everyone wants to hear from us anyway. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
She's a sleepy bitch tonight,
guys. Sleepy bitch.
She's a
sleepy bitch with no underwear on. So, sorry, I'm like feeling on the spot. Because I know, like, I don't know if I feel equipped to fully answer this question because I know I don't see everything that you do about, like, do I share the kinks and fetishes of your art? Some, and, like, potentially to a lesser degree, I don't know. But, like, some of it definitely, like, I don't know.
Okay.
That's very vague. Sorry.
That's okay. We definitely role play daddy daughter stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty heavy in my art.
Yeah. That's very hot.
We also role play.
Consent.
Non-consent.
Yeah.
Consensual, non-consensual, whatever
yes.
It's called. Sometimes I can't talk while I'm working.
Well,
sometimes I can.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
Bubba, I'll look at the RPG stuff with her offline sometime. That could be like a real big topic that could take over the entire stream, or maybe we could do it sometimes when we don't have anything to talk about at all.
Oh yeah.
I would say generally we're probably looking for fantasy, unless you want to. What he's saying is, like, you know, we could do fantasy, you could do a Star Wars campaign, you could do, you know, et cetera. You
know
what I mean?
I do like Star Wars, but I think I probably would just prefer fantasy.
Yeah, so we would probably limit it to that and then maybe, you know, figure it out from there.
Right.
But we should talk about that. You should message me about that off stream. Venomous says his wife watches Pomp with him now. That's pretty cool, man. I got my wife to be on Pomp with me, so. And then next time, guys. She'll put her dick inside.
I'll do what now?
Oh, she's going to take her own dick. Surprise. She's got a dick.
Oh, this is news to me.
Oh, fuck. Who's retarded now?
That's right. Venomous asks, Have something ever had something where you felt like you were in too deep sexually? I mean, like, once in a while, after we're done, I'll be like, I didn't. Like, maybe you hit me a little bit too hard, or, you know, for a little while, like, he was spitting on me, and at first, I was like, oh, that's really hot, and then, you know, after a time or two, I was like, I don't like slime on my face, don't do that anymore. But there's never really been anything where I felt regretful later, or anything like that. Sorry. My fingernails touched the ceiling, and I didn't like that.
I didn't even touch her, guys. She
no,
just
I did that. There was a
that.
Texture problem.
Okay, Venomous says, the missus is very no holds barred in the mood, so it's gotten pretty wild. So she just becomes a feral animal that only wants to fuck. This is the picture I'm getting when you say this. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That sounds fun.
I think I'm too timid and worried to be like just go sexually feral.
Worried about what?
Everything.
Oh, like you couldn't turn your brain off.
Yeah.
I see what you're
saying.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about specifically anything we're doing, just like too much thought.
Yes. You know, you wouldn't think a retard would have that problem, but here you go.
No, I think that's an ADHD situation.
I know.
What would I do for a Klondike bar? I don't know. They're not that good, actually. So,
not that much.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't even suck my dick. She'd be like, that's too much work.
Yeah. You're like, no, just give me ice cream.
She would pay for it, maybe.
I would pay a dollar.
Pay $1. That might be expensive for an ice or a Klondike bar.
If you buy a single one, they're bigger. What? They sell them, you know.
Mad Wolf was interested in trying to animate one of my drawings, and he just wants to know if there's anything you would like to see him animate. I have a feeling your answer is going to be bleh!
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it would be taking one of my drawings, yeah, and then he would put the animator on it.
Excuse me. I don't know. Yeah, something cute. I mean, you know, definitely some bouncy titties, as suggested.
I'm not sure why I inked that before I put, like, dick on it. Or the dildo on it.
That sounds like a jackass bit. Dildo fishing.
When they're fishing for you.
Yeah.
Of course, this is going to hook you in the mouth once you put it in there. I don't know.
Oh,
how much...
no. Well, maybe I'll just bite the dildo and they'll just, you know, I'll just clamp onto it.
That's true. I should have just put a dildo on a string.
Oh, there you go. Here, let's make a dildo. Bubba Claw wants to know if Molly has a favorite food. Is it like a lollipop or a hot dog? Do a sexy drawing of Molly eating a hot dog with lots of mustard. Is that sexy?
I don't know. Is it sexy? Would that be sexy to you?
No, it would be hilarious.
Would it be sexy if I ate a hot dog with lots of mustard?
No, please don't. Please don't try to erotically eat a messy hot dog for me.
I'm going to now.
Well, guess what? I'm going to do it too. Our families are going to be really upset when we're at this Memorial Day barbecue when we both are just like, who can eat a hot dog the most sensually?
Oh, God damn it. I really want to do this now. My family's going to be real mad. Yeah. Or very uncomfortable. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't actually do that because
no.
I don't actually want to make
no,
anybody
I don't.
Uncomfortable. But man, it would be funny.
Yes.
I don't think I have. I think it was ice cream or something like that.
No, it's lickable. A licky food.
It was lickable. I say I don't think I have, and then like I immediately come up with an answer. I'm pretty sure it was ice cream. It's been a while since I've thought about that detail.
Right.
So.
Venomous, we have not fucked strangers in front of each other before, but we're hoping to do that soon.
Yes, that's the plan. We're going to go to one of them swingers clubs that all the kids are talking about these days. And fuck strangers and each other, and hopefully it'll be fun.
I mean, I'm sure it will be, you know, pretty intimidating. Like, I'm not necessarily assuming that we're just gonna like walk in the door and like just immediately like jump on some people we don't know, but it's like our goal to work up to it, or you know, maybe we'll find out that one of us doesn't want to do it, or we just like just the exhibition of going there and fucking each other is good enough. I don't know.
Yeah,
but currently the goal is to actually swing.
Yes, we're very we're kind of excited about it. This doing this has actually, I think, for me, it's like a test run. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's helping us get a little bit
comfortable, yeah,
talking
sure.
about sex to, you know, granted, you guys can't talk back, but, and there's, you know, there's some anonymousness there that
Ouch.
We won't have there at the club, but...
But that's why this is helping, like, ease into it.
Yeah. And ease on into it. Mm.
That's very important. There's going to be a long build-up to actually doing this, and part of that is, like, figuring out exactly what our, you know, what our rules or boundaries are going to be and stuff like that.
There's not going to be any rules. No rules. I think our big rule is just going to be, we can't, at least at first.
We're together.
Yeah. We're in the same room together the
yeah.
whole time.
So, yeah.
You're a real dumb bitch.
I know. Oh, it's so cute. I love it. Thank you for drawing me as a slutty Big Tit mermaid.
Yeah.
Thank you for drawing me as a very accurate mermaid.
Very accurate.
And no, it's not going to go down more than that. Stop. Ouch. No, stop. That's where it is right now. Guys, my tits are out. Oh, ow. Just clapping them together.
It's kind of a small dildo, though.
Yeah.
It's not like a monster dildo.
No, but... But I mean, like, where do, like, does she have, like a Marussi? Like, I guess I've never thought about, like, the genitals of mermaids before.
Why not? seems like a real basic thing to think about when you think about a mermaid.
That's true.
It's like, how do they fuck?
I don't know.
You've seen the Futurama episode where they specifically address this
thing. Oh, that's true.
Don't put them away.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
I'll have to cut all this out if I repost this.
Sorry.
You're making my job real hard.
You're welcome.
All those sniffs. Now I just did it just to... Oh, boy. All right.
Okay.
Venomous says, what's your favorite age play fantasy?
I don't know. I have a lot of different ones.
Which one do we do the most?
Oh, definitely, like, a daddy-daughter, like a, you know, like a young teen situation. But I can't decide if I like it better, consensual or non-consensual.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, that's...
They're both
minutia.
Fun. Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, what does a, like, what does a merman's dick look like? Because it's... I'm not picturing anything sexy. Like...
Well, like, fishes,
like,
technically accurate
yeah.
pluralization of the word fish, they just have a cloaca. They don't have dicks,
right.
I don't think.
Well, that's not sexy.
That's not sexy. If Prince Eric turned into a mermaid, he wouldn't have a dick anymore, and then where would you be?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think I'm just going to pretend that they have a normal human dick that they keep inside a little pocket.
Like, they're just like, beep. Yeah, yeah. But, like,
well,
where would the...
I mean,
merpuss
same
be.
Thing. She's just, it's just behind a little, like...
A little flap?
Yeah.
And then what? You can just, like, they just...
yeah.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Or is it on her butt side, on the back side, and she, like, pulls it down, and then she can bend over?
I mean, that makes more sense, maybe.
Right. We're just figuring out how mer people fuck.
Oh, all right, my friends. I think I have to go, because...
She's
oh my god!
Her
I have to go to
Santa. Away.
Put my titties away. Go put on my sexy, sexy pajamas. Look at Monkey Cheese's dick. He's showing it to me. It looks very nice.
Looks comfortable, right?
It's very I mean,
comfortable looking.
I gotta tell you, that's not the first thing I think of when I see it.
It totally is.
It's hilarious. Like, mm. Well, if you keep saying it every time you show it to me, eventually I will. Hello. I'm just playing with it a little bit. Give him a little handshake. All right, guys. I did have a nice time. I hope you enjoyed listening to my stupid crap that I say.
She says wonderful stupid
yes,
crap.
Yes, I'm very
it's
funny.
It's always fun.
Oh, I got to click my underwear. All right. Okay.
You don't have to.
But I'm going to because I have to go to sleep now.
Okay.
All right. Good night, guys. Bye. Yes.
Good night, folks.